can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come,
no matter what,
no matter what may come, come
away, I can stand.
I know that I can make it.
I know that I can make it.
I know that I can stand.
Father in heaven, we worship you, we adore you, and we appreciate you for the way you have been moving in our midst. And Lord, we pray for a greater manifestation of your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. As we open your word, Lord, we pray that you move in our midst and open all our eyes of understanding and draw us closer unto yourself in Jesus' name. That message you have for us, we pray it will have its express flow and get to every one of us unhindered, unadulterated in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that this moment you breathe on your word and your word will come alive unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, I thank the pastorate for the opportunity to give the message today. The title of the message that we'll be sharing together is Soaring Above the Boundaries of Human Limitations. Soaring above the boundaries of human limitations. And the text is in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. We are actually to consider the whole of the chapter, but because of time, I won't read. We'll eventually read it, but I won't read it now. So from the chapter, I will bring out some messages, some points that we will share together. So the first point is in the first two verses. The Lord said to Moses, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father shall ye send a man, everyone a ruler among them. So from this passage, the Lord called unto Moses, and he told him that this people of Israel that you are leading, I have a gift for them. And when you look at what he called a gift, then he brings a lot of questions. He said the gift is the land of Canaan. From that, you know, that land is already owned. is not a free land. And it's clearly stated, it's owned by the people of Canaan, or by Canaan. But God said, that is what I want to give to them. They've been living in deserts, and nobody was disturbing them. If you want to form a new nation, why not just, you understand, they were moving from this desert to another desert. You can just stay in one desert and start to build whatever, because no nation was disturbing you. But to God, his interest was, I want to give you an already owned land. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1. Apart from the fact that it's an already owned land, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says this land is occupied by seven nations. And they are not just ordinary nations. They are occupied by the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And he said they are nations that are greater and they are mightier than the Israelites. So why is it that you want to put us in conflict with difficulty? But that's even simple. If you look at chapter 6, verse 10, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10, God broke it down to tell them what he actually wanted. In chapter 6, verse 10, he said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities. Now watch it. He said, which thou buildest not. I'm not just interested in giving you a city. I want to give you cities you did not build. Let's continue. Verse 11. And houses full of all good things. You know that's not the problem. But he said, which thou fillest not, and wells that have been dug, but not by you, and vineyards and olive tree which were planted again, not by you. My question is this: can any normal individual wake up in the morning and dream of this one? You dream that what you want now is that you, by yourself, early in the year, maybe next year, they start to teach you goal setting. And your goal is to enter into a house before the end of the year that you never built. Praise the Lord. And that's our first point. You may be able to go some distance in life, but there are some grounds that you can never cover without God. There are atheists in this world, and possibly even the richest person in the world may not even know God. So you can achieve a lot of things in this life, but no matter the level of things you can achieve in life, there are some grounds that you can never cover without God. And this is the kind of ground. There is no human being that can sit down and say that I would, by the end of the year, enter into houses that I never built without some intervention. And that's what God specializes in. And that's what I think I am to let you introduce to you to start to dream of. That's why we say you should rise above the boundaries of human limitations. Let me give you some example. In Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and lay down your net for a draught. Therefore, it's a familiar story. Peter was a professional fisherman. And at this time, if you read further in the discussion, he kept on telling the Lord, we have searched. And if you present such an information to an ordinary man, will that man again ask you to throw your net into that river? Yes or no? Yes or no? You met a professional fisherman, and he told you throughout the night, we have searched this river, and there's no fish. So, and then your recommendation is, no, this throw the net back into the river. So, you see, there are some grounds you can never cover, except with divine intervention. It is only divinity that can say that after hearing that report. He did not say, just throw the net, maybe you catch one. He said, for a haul. So God specializes in those kind of things that are beyond the purview of human limitation. So in this case now, and you know the way he did it was so wonderful. He met them, they were washing the nets, and he behaved as if he didn't know anything, as if he was not concerned about anything. And the thing that seems to concern him was his preaching. He met them with the net, and the next thing is, young man, I want to stay in your ship. He entered the ship, he started preaching. Immediately he finished preaching, he said, launch into the deep. If you look at the example of Abraham, Genesis chapter 17, it's a long passage. Maybe let me summarize it. Again, he went to Abraham, and Abraham was, they had discussions. And he said, I have a covenant. I want to make your seed great. I want to make a nation out of you. I want to do everything. And logically, in the mind of Abraham, all these things should just be in the life, or that it is Ishmael that should fulfill this thing. It's simple now. I am old. My wife is old. We have passed the age of giving birth. So if you meet somebody now and you got a baby out of wedlock, and you meet somebody now and the person is telling you, I have something that I want to fulfill through your children. So what comes to your mind? You are old. So your immediate thought is that, okay, is this one I got out of wedlock? And then God said, no, because he operates outside and beyond the limitations of men. He said, no, Abraham, it is something that will come from you. And when he said it, Abraham laughed. Because even if it's you, you will laugh. So God wants us to come to that level where our achievements will be above limitations of men. The third example is that of Joseph. Again, I ask you, as a Nigerian, and then 2020, you wake up and you say, the dream I have is to be Prime Minister of the United States of America. Can you ever dream of that? But that's what God woke him up to. God went to him one day, and I think the second day, and maybe a third time. Your future is to become a prime minister in a strange land. And that's why, let's look at Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 to 9. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 to 9. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. If it was in another situation, they would mock him yet the more. Just call your friend and you say, I'm telling you, in another 5 years, I will be the president of America. What would they do to you? Why are they laughing? Because it's outside the possibilities of human being. That's the only reason. If you have said you will be the counselor in your local government, you know they may not say anything. Praise the Lord. So in verse 6 now, and he said unto them, he did not even get the full picture. The picture he painted was still small, and they still find it difficult. Because he himself at this stage did not understand. He said unto them, here I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. Verse 7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. Because of time. It's even a simple thing that he was telling them. He was just saying, you will bow down to me. Because at that stage, and that's the problem with dreams, he never knew it was a big thing. But even this one, they hated him for that. But ultimately, you know, what God woke him up with was that he would become a prime minister in a very strange land. So that's the specialty of God. And that's what God is presenting to us today, that you key into and you refuse to operate within the possibilities of men and start to operate within the possibilities of God. You break yourself away from the limitations of men and start to swim in the one that God can do. In Job chapter 22, verse 21, Job chapter 22 from verse 21. So if you want to do that, it means what? You need God. You want to cover those ground, they can only be covered by the power, by the intervention of God. So Job advised and said, acquaint now thyself with God, and be at peace with him. He said, thereby good shall come unto you. So it is in your own interest to be closer to God, because he has everything. But we'll say we are closer to God. But there are different levels of closeness to God. So if we are talking now to Christians, that be close to God, which means he says if you are close, increase your level of closeness. Because you can't be far from God and at the same time expect to hear him when he speaks. And the closer you are, the clearer you hear. So if I want more, what do? I get closer. So that's why we can still talk to Christians and say, be closer to God. And why?
Because there are some grounds you can never cover except with his intervention. So the revelations of God, they are not for those who are casual visitors. They just visit God casually. They are for those who love and savor his presence above everything. Why will he go to Joseph and give him that revelation? He's closer to God. So there are some things you will never be shown except you are closer to him. There are promises he can never give you except you are closer to him. Let's look at Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. In Acts chapter 13, you see, he said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. You understand? He wouldn't have said anything if they were not ministering and fasting. So there are some things you will never hear. So I want to go higher now. So my priority is to get closer so that I start to see things clearer. I start to hear things clearer. I start to see things I wouldn't have seen except I was closer. An example is the case of Moses. I don't want to read that one. When Moses went to collect the Ten Commandments, you know, he was there and was there, and God never said anything until when? The 48th day. So you can understand why they see things they never saw. You see, he stayed there. It was God that invited him. There are some people that you say, wait for me in my office. And then after 10 minutes and 20 minutes, they call you. I hope you have not forgotten me. If you want it badly, there is no sacrifice you won't be able to make. So go call him the first day, the 10th day, the 20th day. The man did not hear anything and the man did not leave. So if you want to hear what you have never heard, so later God told him, when they were arguing with him, you are performing miracle, we are performing miracle. And God came in, he said, this one, I speak to him mouth to mouth. It's not your level. If I want to speak to you that you are arguing with him, I give you dream. I give you revelation. But this one, I speak like a man speak with his friend mouth to mouth. How did Moses get to that level? You see, they love and enjoy the presence of God above anything. So they can spend the whole day. That's why the psalmist said, his desire that he meditate in the law of his God day and night. They don't have any other desire. In another place, the psalmist said, the only thing I'm praying for is you will give me the opportunity to be in your sanctuary. Just beholding you. That's what I like. Praise the Lord. So the Lord will take us to that level in the name of Jesus Christ. The second point is from verse 3 to verse 16. From verse 3 to verse 16. So the Lord, so at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites, and these are their names. And then he listed the names. Now I jump to verse 16. These are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. We are familiar with the story, so I don't want to spend too much time so that we get the point. The next point is this. You may be able to go some distance without faith, but you cannot go far without faith. Let me bring it out for you. When they listed these names, they said they were leaders. They were chief. They were not ordinary men. And God wanted them to enter into a land that they never built a house, they never put anything. But did they enter? Let's answer. Did they enter? No. So it's possible to achieve some things. But the farther you can go in life can be all in that, can be restricted if you lack faith. So they succeeded in making an achievement to the point that they say they are renowned. They are leaders of their sections. Very good. But they couldn't go further than that because they lack faith. We need God. We need also what? We need faith. The challenging thing about faith is that the way God assesses faith is what makes a lot of people to miss out because maybe they don't understand. And that leads me to the third point. Nobody gets promoted in life without a test. You won't get those things without. So that's why God. So what God normally do for us is to come and test. He's ready to give you, but he will come and test. Are you ready? And it is at that readiness that everybody always have problem. Let me quickly use this example and then Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Okay. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon. Let's stop there. Did Jesus know that they had a problem overnight here or not? Eh? Did he know, yes or no? Okay, let me read it, then you know that he knew. Okay, because of time. You know, he never did it. Immediately he finished the preaching, he just said, launch into the deep. Why was he interested in them launching into the deep? Because they were already washing their nets. And when you see fishermen washing their net, you know they are about to go home. But he got to the scene, he knew about it, but he never said anything. The only thing is like the passage that was read in the service, maybe by Brother Praise, like Elisha or Elijah, he just went and said, I need food. And he was also aware there was a problem of food, but he was asking for his own force. It was a test. He was ready to do the unusual, but he needed to know whether they were ready to accept the unusual. And that's where many people fail. Let's go back to the passage. So when those people, the spy, got to the land of Canaan, why did God ask them to go and spy? Is he not omnipresent? He listed, go and tell whether the land is good. Wonderful. So he did not know the land is good. He had told them the land is flowing with milk and honey. But he said, oh yeah, go and check the land. Because he knows they will see the good and the bad. And when you see the bad, it's a test where to test how bad you want the good. So those are, they fail at the test of faith. So when they got there, they said, everywhere is good. But there are other two people. I said, if God is for us, those are the people that pass. If God is for us, if God is for us, these people are small. If God is for us, so they pass the test of faith. They show God the evidence that they are ready to take delivery of the unusual. My prayer is that you will always pass your test. Say amen. Amen. So let's make it practical. So how does God test us? Bring it home. I want a child. Abby, that's what I want. But I have a lot of problems. So he deliberately puts the problem to test whether you actually want the delivery of the unusual. I hope you understand. So when they see the challenge, this is big, this is impossible, and then they slow down. Boy is ready, he has brought the baby. The only problem he has is nobody gets promoted except they pass the test. And the whole generation did not enter the land. So if you don't pass, you don't get delivery. So there's no problem. Abi, as teachers, if a student does not pass, do you promote them? Are you wicked? And God is calling your attention to that. There will be a lot of things you will want, but there will be a lot of obvious reasons why you won't get them. So from today, understand is a what? A test. In the week, I was listening to a message. A man of God said he went to southern part of Africa, and then there was a crusade, and the thing was spectacular because there was a girl that had a problem. The tongue was not retracting, so the tongue was stuck out. And the parents could not do anything financially, so they went to the government to help them. So the government sponsored the treatment of the girl into another country. And then they got to the country, a more developed country, and the doctors there said, there's nothing we can do. So they took the girl back to their country. And then when they heard about the crusade, they brought the girl to the crusade. Why did they bring the girl? Because they have resolved and passed the test of faith within their hearts. And the man prayed and the tongue was retracted and it became a national thing because the government was involved before. So the second point is about faith. But we always talk about faith. The challenge is we always fail at the test of faith. In Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. 42, saying, you see the problem now. If thou art known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now thou they are hid from thy eyes. That's what you need to pray seriously about. That you will not fail your test of faith. Say, if you know that I was already with those things, I just wanted to know whether you want it. You see, Jesus would get to them and ask them, okay, that this, I think, Syrophoenician woman, and he said, I want healing. And he said, the healing is for the children and all those things. And the woman, you see, passing. He said, yes, I may look like a dog, but the dogs also eat from the crumbs. And then he had to put reverse gear. Yes, I was not bringing it here, but this woman has already passed. And when people pass and you don't pass them, then you are no more a just God. Praise the Lord. So the message is that there is that those possibilities that God allow men to assess, and they are generally beyond the purview of human possibilities. Why are we children of God if all our achievements are within what men can do? But from today, God wants to wake us up. So the first point is you need to get closer to God, especially if you want to see things that people have not seen before. You know, it's not everybody that is ambitious. So. And the next thing is to be very cautious, especially in difficult situations, in challenging times, because they are just tests set up for our elevation. I want us to close our eyes, and I want us to pray. First, I want you to pray. I want you to destroy every limitations in your life. I want us to start that way. Destroy every limitation in your life. Your prayer is you want your life to go beyond the limitations of the possibilities of men. So today, I destroy every limitations. I destroy every limitation. I soar above every limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I destroy every limitation. This is a new club, the club where we operate beyond the impossibilities of men. So I want you to, we want initiation now. I destroy every limitations. I destroy every limitations. I destroy every limitation. I destroy every limitation. You can mention specific things that is limiting you. I destroy every limitation. I rise above this limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I rise above this limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive grace to rise above every form of limitation. I receive grace to rise above every form of limitation. I receive grace to rise above every form of limitation. I receive grace to rise above every form of limitation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break barriers. I break boundaries. I break barriers. I break boundaries in the name of Jesus Christ. I break barriers. I break boundaries. I destroy every limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing shall be impossible unto me. Nothing shall be impossible unto me. Nothing shall be impossible unto me. You need to go back to things you have dropped before because there was a barrier. I pick it up again and I break every barrier that made me to drop it. I pick it up again and I break every barrier that make me to drop it. In the name of Jesus Christ, every failure, I turn it now to success. Whatever made it to turn to failure, I destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace to operate above human limitations. Receive grace to operate above human limitations. I receive grace to operate above every form of limitations. I receive grace to operate above every form of limitations in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive grace to operate above and beyond every form of limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive grace. I receive enablement. I receive the power. I receive the anointing to operate above every form of limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You are going to pray seriously that God will give you appetite for his presence. Appetite. You see, let me break it down. People argue about a lot of things. They say football. Is there anything wrong with football? If you want football, there's no problem. What I want is what? Appetite for his presence. Because in his presence, I will see things I have never seen before. So I want you to close your eyes. That you will, beyond, there's nothing that will hungry you but his presence. If they say we want to be in church 24 hours, there's no problem. Lord, I pray for appetite for your presence. Say, he meditates in his law day and night. Nice. Appetite to be able to read God's word from morning till night, and then you are still saying, I have not got enough. Grace to enjoy the presence of God. No, it is not everybody that is ambitious. So those who want it, pray it. Lord, give me appetite for your presence. Job said, I have esteemed the word of his mouth above my necessary food. Lord, remove every other appetite. Remove every other appetite. I pray for appetite for your presence. Appetite for your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Appetite for your presence. Your collections is full of messages. Your collection is full of worship songs. If they remove your earpiece, what they will discover you are listening to is either a worship song or a message. Appetite. As you are walking to class, what you are listening to is a message or a music, a spiritual one. Because you cannot just withstand not being in the presence of God. Lord, I pray for appetite for your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. And lastly, I want you to pray for the mercy of God for you not to fail test of faith. Mercy. When you see contrary things, know there is a delivery at hand. That's not the time you don't come to church again. Don't fail. If you fail, it's yourself, you fail. Challenging situation is a time, there is a delivery at the point. You should be begging them, please give me more things. Give me more work. I won't leave, no matter what. Because it's always a test. He did it over and over for everyone. So finally, I want you to now prophesy. And from today, that's the way you should speak. That's the way you should speak. Speak as somebody that has been given the keys of the kingdom and knows that whatsoever you open shall be open. Speak into your future, speak into the situation, speak what you want.
Everybody stand on your feet as we take this song and praise Him. Praise Him, the upward wind, new heights I'm gaining. Every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My feet on heaven's stable land. I am faith that I am found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the encouragement and your word challenging us to rise above every human limitation by your power of your presence. Lord, this morning I ask and I pray that everyone and anyone who has been carried to a position, who has been held down by limitations of circumstances, who have given up because of opposition, this morning, release your power to raise such a one in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that as many as are far away from you, operating from outside the court, may you bring them into the inner court of your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the power of your presence give a push to everyone that's here today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the power of your presence give a push to every hope, to every dream, to every aspiration. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we are moving towards the end of this year and looking forward to the beginning of next year, Father, may you push us to higher pedestal in the mighty name of Jesus. May we operate above the limitation of mere men in the mighty name of Jesus. May your supernatural power give us, oh Lord God, a lift in the mighty name of Jesus. May the God, the lifter of our heads, lift us above every form of limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your servant that you are used. We pray for more grace. We pray for more anointing. We pray for more inspiration. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.